Recorded Books and RB Digital present Someone to Romance, a Westcott novel by Mary Balog, narrated by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. Lady Jessica Archer was travelling alone across England toward London. Alone was, of course, a relative term. If she had been born male, she could have left Rose Cottage in Gloucestershire that morning, astride a horse, or perched upon the high seat of a sporting curricle, ribbons in hand, and no one would have batted an eyelid. When one had the misfortune to be a woman, however, there were always enough people and enough eyelids to bat up a storm. She was seated inside the carriage of her brother, the Duke of Netherby, the ducal crest emblazoned upon both doors, with Ruth, her maid. A brawny footman was seated beside a burly coachman up on the box, both men clad in the ducal livery, which was not subdued in colour, to say the least. It blared upon the eye like a clarion might upon the ear. And then there were the two carriages bowling along behind her. The first conveyed Mr. Goddard, the Duke's personal secretary, who had the whole of the Duke's authority vested in his person when he was acting on behalf of His Grace, as he was currently doing. The coachman and footman upon the box of that carriage were hardly less impressive in girth than the first two. The third carriage bore all the baggage, which could have been squeezed into and upon the other two conveyances with a little effort, but why crowd them when there had been the spare carriage taking up room in the ducal carriage-house? There was only a coachman upon the box of the baggage-coach, but that might have been because he was a former pugilist, and so broad and so fierce-looking, with his once broken nose and one cauliflower ear, and several missing teeth, that no footman fancied climbing up beside him. And then there were the outriders, also in the ducal livery, all of them large men upon large horses, and appearing as though they might also have been professional fighters in the not-too-distant past. There were eight of them, two for each carriage, and two to spare. Any highwayman seeing the cavalcade make its colourful way east along the King's Highway, not even trying to hide itself or tiptoe past any dangerous stretch without being noticed, would have either died laughing or else taken mortal fright and moved his business permanently to another part of the country. And this was what travelling alone meant when one was a lady. This was how it had all come about. Abigail Bennington, nay Westcott, Jessica's cousin and best friend, had given birth to a son, Seth, her first child, in late February, a little less than 2 years after her marriage to Lieutenant Colonel Gilbert Bennington. The Westcott family had been invited to the christening, a month later, in the Gloucestershire village, outside which Abby and Gil lived at Rose Cottage. Fortunately, not really a cottage, but more a manor. Even so, when a number of the Westcotts showed up, it was filled to the rafters, to use the phrase of Uncle Thomas, Lord Molyneux. And it was a good thing, Aunt Viola, Abby's mother, the Marchioness of Dorchester, had said, though a little sad, too, since neither Camille nor Harry, her other two children, had come, having decided to visit later, after the weather had warmed up a bit. Camille and Joel's numerous children alone would fill a tent that would take up the whole lawn. Jessica had gone with her mother, the Dowager Duchess of Netherby, and a Westcott by birth, and with her brother and sister-in-law, Avery and Anna, the Duke and Duchess, and their four children. It had been a jolly week, the only real frustration for Jessica being that it had given her scarcely a moment to be alone with Abby. She had not seen her best friend for an age, though they exchanged long letters at least once a week. Abby had been a bit disappointed too, but it was Gil who had suggested that Jessica stay on for a few weeks after everyone else returned home. Simple, right? Jessica silently addressed an invisible someone seated opposite her in the carriage. Wrong. She would remain at Rose Cottage to give Abby her company a while longer, Jessica had announced to her family. She was 25 years old, after all, and no longer needed to be coddled like a girl. Gil would hire a post-chaise for her when she was ready to leave, and she would have her maid, Ruth, for company. Her family, alas, At least.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?